Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. One of the things that starts to go when people age is their hearing.
What?
No, not that joke. Listen, really, I've actually had to wear hearing aids for a decade now, which is great. But the bad news is that a new study found an association between hearing loss and dementia.
This is true and worse. Another large study involving 16,000 men and women found people who had early hearing loss between ages 45 and 65 had double the risk for dementia in the next decade of life.
While most cases of dementia are linked to genetics, one-third are caused by other factors such as obesity, hypertension, diabetes, and hearing loss.
In the newest study, researchers followed about 8,000 patients with hearing loss and another 8,000 without. Neither group had people with dementia at the start of the study.
After following them for a dozen years, people with hearing loss developed dementia at a rate of 19 out of 10,000 people. People with good hearing only had 14 cases for every 10,000 people.
That's an increased risk of 17% for people with hearing loss and over 200 times higher for the youngest people with hearing loss.
The obvious reason is that losing our ability to communicate can isolate us, which can handicap our emotional health and cognition. So even though we live longer now, we also want to live well. As research continues, it's important to keep asking our loved ones, "Can you hear me now?"
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.